Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever met a psychic? Yes, you heard me right. I said, have you ever met a psychic? Tell me, do you know what a holistic medium is? Have you ever met one of those? Have you ever wondered about profound physical healing that takes place all around us? Would you like to learn more about aligning your life or your soul purpose? I often wonder what my soul purpose is. Can you imagine intuitively seeing things when you scan a person or look at them? Tell me, have you ever heard about a book called Living the Spiral? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone today who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to connect with a psychic and a healing medium? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories today. I will be introducing you to my guest. This is the first time she will be on our show. She is a success coach extraordinaire, and she will provide us with some inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. Also, LinkedIn announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed last year. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy the show. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She began seeking an alternative life path at a very young age due to early health issues and gifted intuitive abilities. Today, she combines her innate psychic medium gifts with over 16-plus years of alternative therapy training. Clients around the world have reported profound physical healing, greater personal and emotional well-being, career advancement, medical diagnostic improvements, while others experience a spiritual peace in a greater alignment to their own life or their soul purpose. Her company, Nature Spirit Holistics, inspires and guides all who are open and ready to live in conscious, joyful empowerment. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Kathleen Miller. Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing today?
Hi, January. I'm wonderful. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, I've been so looking forward. As I shared with you before we went on the air, my next book, Priceless Personality, we're going to be sharing paranormal spiritual stories. So this is a topic that I love exploring. Before we begin, we'd like you to share how your success story began, where you were raised, and who your early mentors were.
Definitely. Yes, I was born in West Palm Beach, Florida, and actually, not by chance, grew up down the street from Hippocrates Health Center, which for some of you health fanatics out there, Dr. Clement, and who they are world-renowned for their alternative health cancer therapies. And so I happened to grow up just down the street there. And I did, as a child, have, you know, very severe allergies, even from a few weeks old, and mm-hmm. was very, very sensitive environmentally. And that was back in the very early 70s when they just didn't have a lot of information and a lot of alternatives like they have nowadays. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of shrugged their shoulders and said, "We don't know what to do. She's just sensitive." But it really did get me on a track quite early in life. And I was very lucky and blessed to have a grandmother who loved to study. She used to get the Harvard Medical Journals and studied nutrition. She studied a lot of alternative lifestyle, had her own gardens and eating fresh, eating organic, local. So I was exposed to those things early and learned that I felt a lot better from doing that. And so that really did help relieve things initially. And then also as a teenager, I was obsessed with Anthony Robbins, of all people. And yeah. I actually went to his seminar when I was 16 and met him in person.
Okay.
And I remember saying to him, "I'm going to come to your resort in Fiji, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to, you know, be part of, you know," I was just loved everything he was about. And that was, oh my goodness, that was back, you know, forever ago. And then also another early mentor was the Jerry and Esther Hicks work, a lot of the Abraham Law of Attraction work that I've also have loved, and has been just such a great foundation for what you focus on. I love your no whining policy. I'm all about the no nonsense, no whining, like get to the point. What do you want? Focus on it and make it happen. And so those were really and another one was probably Carolyn Mace, was another major influence as well, that her work was very, she was a medical intuitive who had really a very profound, abrupt opening as, and so that's one where it gave me some dialogue and some understanding to be able to understand what was happening to me, especially as a child, because I basically, you know, I saw animal guides, I saw spirits, I saw all kinds of interdimensional energies. I would touch someone, get information, what was happening in their body, and I just didn't understand it, to be honest, as a child. Sure. And it wasn't until much, much later when I was living in Boulder, Colorado, after I graduated in Denver, and I was, you know, it's a very strong holistic and metaphysical community there, and I began to, you know, come across a lot of powerful mentors' work and healers' work, and then in doing my own detoxification at the time too, because I really think, you know, for therapists, you're only as good as you are clear yourself. So I really had to spend a lot of time getting very clear and clean myself, and then that began to open and hone and accelerate my own abilities to then begin to work on others.
Oh, my gosh. Well, your grandmother, she certainly was a wonderful mentor, and she certainly was ahead of her time. Anthony Robbins, I have many friends who have gone to his seminars. I must ask you, were you able to walk on fire?
I actually walked on fire last March in my own seminar in Oahu, Hawaii. I had it set up and worked with that. So, yes, I have, and it was amazing.
Well, I have a very dear friend who has passed on now, but before she passed on, she did go to a Tony Robbins 3-day seminar, and she did walk on fire. So ever since that happened, I'm always curious to meet other people who have experienced that. The law of attraction, that is such a big thing that has affected so many spiritual people. Now, as far as guides and spirits, how old were you when that started to happen, and was there anyone else in your family who had this gift?
You know, it happened from when I was very, very young, and unfortunately, I was the only, and I'm one of seven children, and I was the only one that had it as profoundly, not that I don't have other intuitive brothers and sisters, but to my level where I was seeing things and pointing things out, and it just was not validated. It was not understood. It was, you know, it was just, oh, that's Kathleen. I thought my name was, oh, that's Kathleen. because I would just, you know, don't you see that? Don't you, you know, and I did turn it down because it was mm-hmm. not validated. It was mm-hmm. really very, you know, when people would be saying something, I would say, wow, not only are you not telling the truth, but here's what's happening. And that would not go over well. So I was quite an outspoken child sure. with that. But then over time, you know, once I did get out on my own, I was able to, you know, begin to just use it to maneuver around in the world because I could look at someone and say, okay, let's go on the other side of the street, you know, and I was able to see energies around people and be able to at least use it as a healthy GPS for myself, which is now what I teach to other people.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us what it was like growing up as a healing medium. Were you able as a child to heal people?
You know, I really had such a fascination around it for many, many years. I definitely studied, and like you said, with that fascination, the paranormal, anytime I heard that, I was just, my ears would perk up and I would be mm-hmm. so curious about it. And it wasn't until I was living in Denver and I was working in a restaurant bar downtown, and this was, oh my gosh, this was 20 plus years ago. And I was, and like I said, I always had the awareness of energy, but hadn't quite done all the training and everything at that point. And I remember there was a man who was intoxicated in the bar and he was really, really sick to the point of where the owners were saying, get him out of here. I don't want him to die in here. And so they're ushering him out. People are like all boisterous around him. And then he's got this crowd around him outside. And I literally like this energy, it was almost like somebody picked me up by the back two sides of my corners of my shirt. I even get chill bumps now when I think about it. And I just was literally paraded out, like, go out there right now. And I'm like, hey, I'm working. Come on, guys, you know. And so I go outside and I'm looking, and this guy is not breathing. He's turning mm-hmm. blue. There's people around him. People are screaming. People are crying. The owners are like trying to get him off the property, like just get him away. Yeah. And I said, what do you want me to do? And it's like, go outside right now and put your hands on his back. And I went, oh, no, 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 no. And it was like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And I literally went right here, right behind him, and it was a and I said, what am I supposed to do? There's all these people around him. They said, mm-hmm. just touch him behind his shoulder blades. That's all you have to do. And I said, okay. And I went up and I touched both behind his shoulder blades, and he went, and I had this shock run through me, almost mm-hmm. like the EMT with the cords. Mm-hmm. And I jumped up and I, you know, went back in as quickly as I could. And I thought, what the heck was that? And yeah. And then I just said, you know, and I was just really, honestly, I was very shaken by it. It was very powerful. I mean, I felt like I had touched an electrical wire myself. Mm-hmm. He jumped up from it, and I think he began to vomit. And then I just got out of the way, like, get me out of here. I don't want to be involved with this. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. when I went back inside, about 10 or 15 minutes later, another person I was working with came over and said, what just happened? I went, oh, I don't know. I think they're, you know, ambulance is coming. I think it's all okay. And he goes, no. What did you just do?
Yeah.
And I went, nothing. I was just, and he said, no. That was not just nothing. He wasn't breathing and mm-hmm. you touched him. And then he started to throw up and breathe. And mm-hmm. I went, please don't tell anybody. And he said, he said, I just want you to know that wasn't nothing. Yeah. And he walked away. And I, yeah.
Now, so was this like an inner voice telling you to go touch his shoulder blades? How did
it was my guides. It was my spiritual guides, which I did talk to and definitely was, you know, consulting with about my life, but I wasn't quite hands-on with everybody else just yet.
Wow. This is fascinating. We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with Kathleen Miller, we're going to talk about how she got her training and how she started to work professionally with the public. We'll be right back.
Do you desire more control over your money and financial matters? Would you like simple solutions to complex financial topics? Do you want more security in your financial future? If you answered yes to any of these questions, the book 101 Principles to Wealth is your answer. It's available now on Amazon.com. That's 101 Principles to Wealth by Charles Brokop. Order today.
Are you striving to find a job you love but don't know where to start? If so, you'll want to know about Career Esteem's Find a Great Job Fast program. Learn new ways of job searching and how to find the hidden jobs that aren't being advertised. You don't have to rely on job boards anymore. Shave weeks or months off your job search. Go to careeresteem.com and click on Find a Job to learn more. That's careeresteem.com and click on Find a Job. Contact Sherry Sambersky, careeresteem.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
I highly recommend Charles Brokop's book, 101 Principles. It's available at Amazon. And I suggest if you are looking for that perfect job, go to Sherry Sambersky's website, and she has all sorts of fabulous information that will help you with your job search. We're back with my guest today, Kathleen Miller, and she is the author of Living the Spiral. Kathleen, how did you get your professional start to work with the public? I mean, that was a fascinating story you told us before the break about helping this man start breathing again and bringing him back to life. What did you do to professionally start your career?
Well, I had been doing different energy work trainings just out of curiosity and for my own self-development for a while. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then really things got very serious once I had my second child and he had some asthmatic issues and was really not breathing and on a regular basis. I don't think I slept the first 2 years of his life. And I very focused very, very quickly and said, okay, universe, you get everything I need to assist this child in here now. And I feel like it was really a divine, you know, the blessing of it was that I got extremely focused. I started mm-hmm. doing every training under the sun and ended up, I think over almost 20 now to advanced practitioner level trainings, including a 2-year Asui Reiki mastery with a woman who trained in mm-hmm. India and came to America and retrained here to see how it was different and is just a phenomenal healer herself. So I really started there to help my son, and it did, even though mm-hmm. I was doing sort of what I was internally guided to do, but some of the trainings really were very useful, and then it just kind of unfolded from there. Once I was ready, the next one just showed up, and I kept mm-hmm. developing it, and now, you know, have a huge toolbox that I use. And sort of combine them or they really kind of all blend together, honestly, now. And then that's depending on whatever shows up for a session, whether it's, you know, sometimes I have people who say, hey, I just was told by the Mayo Clinic to go, see what's out there alternative-wise. And, mm-hmm. you know, they show up on my doorstep with sort of a terminal diagnosis. Other times I have people, you know, very healthy and very, you know, doing yoga, and they're just wanting to develop intuitively. So there's all kinds of different people and different, you know, life situations that show up. And so depending on, you know, just what's useful and what each person is open to is really the energy and the modality that shows up to assist them.
Well, you know, it seems that having the second child with a severe allergies, asthma, was a gift because it opened you up to all the possibilities out there for developing your healing career. Could you share with my listeners exactly what it's like to intuitively see or scan your clients? Is this something they have to be there in front of you, or do you do it on the phone? How does it work? Explain it to us.
Yes. Well, I do have some clients in person. I actually have more clients that are distance. I have clients around the world. I've seen clients in India, Egypt, UK, all over the place. So, you know, and because I work in what I call quantum field, which some people will understand, some may not, and it really, because my work is non-touch, I'm able to actually, from a name, from a business name, from, you know, I can look at actually energetic personalities, and then even when somebody's telling me, okay, here's what's happening in my life, here's what's happening in my body, I actually get several layers, you know, like kind of on the Mission Impossible movies where they've got all the computer screens. I actually see several screens of information. So I'll see their physical screen, I'll see their subtle body screen, I'll see a screen of different things around them. Sometimes somebody will be saying something and then I will see in their body that it doesn't register at all with what they're saying. So they're they're convinced of something that's not really true. It's more of a false concept. And so that will do things energetically to the body. Other times I will see somebody will start telling me about something and I will see I know that this person's 25 years old and all of a sudden they've got a hip of a 60-year-old. So I know that that is not lining up and is an imprint from a prior generation. So there's all kinds of things. It's amazing what can show up. And then you go into past lives, which is a whole nother slew of, you know, sometimes people will be talking to me and I'll see a bow and arrow over their shoulder. I'm like, this isn't really recent. You know, I think there's something to clear here. And I'll just kind of smile and nod and I'll be like, okay, I think I see what isn't really current right now that's still showing up for whatever reason. So that's so I love it because no two sessions, I've done thousands of sessions and have never had the same experience twice with anyone. So that's always fun.
That's fascinating because the that you would get messages from the other side, from guides about other past lives. My listeners, I don't think I've ever shared this on the air before, but I actually many years ago had a past life regression, a red light regression, and it was just the most amazing experience. It explained so many things that were happening in my life, and it connected me to my husband. We had shared past lives together. If you ever have that opportunity, I highly recommend it. Now, if someone wanted to do a past life regression with you, how would they contact you?
Just my website is holisticmedium.com, and then all of the different services and life, I call it the whole life session because then it kind of includes anything that's needed. Because the way I work with people is I work from that core point of what's going to give you the most shift, the most balance, the most support in your life. Because sometimes people come and they think they want, oh, I want to lose weight. Oh, I want to do this. And I will, you know, something else entirely will show up that's so much more significant and going to get them way more shift and change that they're really wanting, even though, and the weight loss is sort of this outer, way outer rung byproduct that they're looking for. And past life is something that also really spontaneously shows up too, because unlike a lot of people that do Akashic Records, I actually am able to see the Akashic Record, and then I can see in the cellular body where it's actually linking and lighting up in your body now in this lifetime. So not just the information, I can see, okay, how many records are relevant, maybe one or two, and then when I say, okay, go through the record and say, okay, where is that relevant now, and the person's lungs will light up or their kidneys will light up, and, oh, here's where the fear is that's part of this phobia, that's part of this, and then once the record's clear, being able to clear that from the body and have had profound instantaneous changes from that. It's really powerful. I love that you have a background of understanding with it because you know how powerful that can be.
Oh, absolutely. Now, for some of my listeners, they're probably not familiar with the term Akashic Record. Could you explain that to them?
Sure, yes. An Akashic record is basically just the collective records of all time. So all the history, all of the energies, everything that we've lived over time, that is collectively all, you know, together. Mm-hmm. And basically really in the cells and the bones of our body. We have this information, but we're not always tapped into it in the here now moment. And so that's something that is can be really powerful and unique to experience.
Oh, absolutely. And so many times people are carrying with them unfinished business that they're not even aware of. And it's what is probably needs to be addressed. And as you said, it doesn't show up until they have a session. You know, speaking of a session, we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with Kathleen Miller, we're going to talk to her about her long-term focus and the intention of her work for the long term. We'll be right back.
Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One door closes. Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredimski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
I'm pleased to announce that Tom Ingracia and Jared Kraminski, two very priceless personalities, will be back visiting with us on the show this month. Also, I want everyone to know that Priceless Personalities has now become available at audible.com, and you can actually order it, download it, and listen to these fabulous interviews that I've shared in my book. We're back with Kathleen Miller, the author of Living the Spiral. Kathleen, share with us what you love the most about what you're doing with your life right now.
Well, right now I really love, you know, it's the empowerment aspect of the work. I really, really love doing group work. I've been leading retreats for several years all over internationally, and I really enjoy doing sacred ceremony and really doing like a condensed programs with people to help them, you know, really get in touch with their inner core nature, their true sense of purpose and soul path, and then helping them to know that they have the tools and the answers within to mm-hmm. be able to, you know, make just fantastic expansion happen in their own lives as well. And so that's something that is really, I'm very, very just excited and always, always very jazzed about doing.
Now, what is your long-term focus for your work?
Long-term, I really, really intend to just keep expanding group size and being able to just reach more people and going to just new exciting spaces. I love this interest and this surge in the body, mind, spirit and this holistic realm where more and more, you know, resorts are getting on board with supporting programs around this and being able to have more opportunities to lead programs like this. And then also I have such a passion for nature. So I really love the idea of being able to create an arboretum that has a holistic, trails for people to walk on and spaces for outdoor healing, because I feel like so much of our cyber society is just gets very disconnected from just balanced elements, which is one, Ayurvedic practice that I also incorporate in my work. And so that's something that I really do work with a lot of people, especially I even do nature sessions that are for people who've either had like severe abuse or are recovering from alcohol and drugs. They really respond very, very well to the nature therapy sessions. And so that can be very, very powerful. And so I'd love to be able to organize a center that, it, of course, leaves a legacy for others and protects the property, keeps an ecosystem as large as possible intact as well. That's something
is so fantastic. You know, I believe in everyone needs to have time each day to meditate. We live in a forest area, and every morning I take my dog and we walk for 1 hour. And it is amazing what happens to your inner core when you open yourself up to the universe and nature, as you said. I think a lot of people don't take the time to listen to the universe, do they?
I agree, and it really is that nature connection. I'm the same way. I get out as often as possible and also doing meditation outside. I meditate 1 to 3 hours a day, depending on how busy my schedule is that I'm able to get out there. But that's something that can be really the foundation of just the healthiest life mastery, in my opinion.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your work with cancer recovery and what type of clients you specialize in.
Well, I really have clients from all over the map. I have some that have had a terminal diagnosis, and like I said, they found me very late in their therapy approach, and they confide in private that they're really okay with dying and they just want to get peace around dying or peace around their family. Other people are coming and they are really determined to, reconstitute the body. And so everybody, it's so interesting because I always say healing is a several, factored equation. It is not a 1, 2, 3. It is your attitude, what you are open for. It is where you are in what you've done, what you've experienced, where your body is. Like, there are all these factors. And that's where to be able to say, okay, this one session can do A, B, C, all of this is ridiculous. But to be able to say, hey, because I have had some people who have had chronic pain. They've had one session, and I saw one woman months later, and she said, I almost fainted in my kitchen because I walked downstairs, and I didn't have all this pain. And she said, and all of a sudden I went, oh, and it freaked me out that I didn't have the pain. And so it can happen where you can have an amazing shift and a lot of stuff can give way, but she really let go of a lot of resistance. She really had a very powerful emotional session that freed a lot of what that pain was about for her. And then I have other people who, they have a progression of change and where their beliefs are on what's possible, because not everybody believes it's possible to really heal or to even have relief in this way. So it is a very interactive experience of where you are, what you believe, and then what you're open to experience as well.
Now, when someone comes to you with chronic pain, how would you treat them? I mean, how often would they have to have a session with you, and what would the process be for someone who had have, let's say, chronic back pain?
Really every single person, when I assess whether it's pain or whatever the issue is, it's so unique to each person, because for some people it's very much in their mental body and their beliefs and what they believe life is and what's going on. For other people, they've had one trauma that's just still stuck, and they've got to just really, if they would only kind of unwind that, it would release a lot of the pain along with it. For other people, it is like a really unhealthy lifestyle over a long time that's kind of caught up with them in a major way, and they've got some work to do to clean up there. And usually it's a little bit of all the between. So I really ask and connect, and then just wherever each person is, be able to say, okay, you know, what specifically is going on for this person, because the pain for three different people can be three entirely different issues that are going on.
Okay. Okay. That's a very good explanation. Now let's talk a little bit about a holistic soul retreat and what you will be doing in Sedona.
Yes, my next Sedona, the Enchantment Resort, if people haven't heard of that, it is the number two Condé Nast Traveler Resort in the world. It is a phenomenal, amazing resort that is built into the Boynton Canyon Vortex on the Yupavi Indian property there. And so it is really, really just holding that mind-body sacred space. They have phenomenal therapists from all over the world. Deepak Chopra, Doreen Virtue, a lot of very top authors and international speakers all teach and work there. And I have been very blessed to be able, this is my third time going this September, and I'm going to be leading actually called Expanding Intuition. It's a four-day fully enclosed retreat that includes, you know, your stay and healthy foods and just all of these therapies that allow for you to have a full 360 experience of just unwinding and opening and really to meet you wherever you are in the intuitive. Because I know sometimes when I do these, people show up and they have never heard of the word chakra. And then other people are practitioners that are very active. And so being able to kind of meet everybody no matter what level they're at and be able to be doing group energy work. Because that's one thing I really love is being able to work with groups, and then I'm able to actually get the cumulative energy of what's shown up in a room and then be able to do a group adjustment as well. That's really fun to do.
Oh, that sounds just fascinating. Now, could you share that information with my listeners, how they can sign up and participate in Sedona with you?
Yes. And again, my website is holisticmedium.com. Or if you wanted to go directly to the Miyamo Resort, it's M-I-I-A-M-O. It's miyamo.com. But it's also on, I do have a retreats page on my site. So if it's easier to just go to Holistic Medium, you can go there. And then that, if you go on the Miyamo site, they have a retreats page and they will show you all the ones coming up. But I think I have actually a direct link that goes right into it from my retreats page. And that will give you all the information, more of the program, the weekend program that's there, and then everything else, of course.